Simon Clothing.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was Oppenheimer's night at the Oscars. As most people expected, it took home the most statues, including the big prize of the night, Best Picture. The Princess of Wales this morning saying she was the one responsible for the photo of her and her children that was pulled by news agencies because it looked like it was manipulated. Princess Kate says this morning many amateur photographers like her often experiment with editing. President Biden and Donald Trump are both expected to clinch their respective parties' presidential nominations this week. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
Biden travels to New Hampshire today, where he's expected to discuss health care costs. The Trump campaign has no scheduled events this week, but Trump's lawyers face a big day in court Thursday in his classified documents case.
Palestinians begin fasting for Ramadan today, the Muslim holy month arriving as ceasefire talks in Gaza are still at a standstill. Japan today marking the 13th anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami that left 20,000 people dead on the country's northeastern coast, Fukushima. This is ABC News. The White House is set to roll out President Biden's new budget plan today. It includes tax breaks for families, tax hikes for companies, and a minimum 25% tax rate for billionaires. It is unlikely to get through Congress. Military investigators are trying to figure out why a chopper went down along the U.S.-Mexico border, killing three people. They're saying that the National Guard helicopter was monitoring people coming into the country illegally west of National Guard helicopter McAllen, Texas. When it went down, investigators were talking with witnesses like a cotton farmer named Wesley Vanderpool, saying he saw the helicopter over the edge of a field and it started twirling. Two members of the New York State National Guard and a Border Patrol agent were all killed. A third National Guard soldier was seriously hurt. Some big changes may be on the way at Disneyland. Disney parent company of ABC News is asking Anaheim officials for permission to rethink its California parks by building a new attractions on what's now a parking lot. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since City Planning, Zoning, and Council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
A high of 66 today with a near record warmth possible. It looks like a few clouds tonight, a 43 low, and tomorrow near 70 as well. For Wednesday, 64 with rain showers likely at night. Thursday, 50 and rain likely. Friday, partly sunny and 48 degrees. In Richland Center, we're up 10 degrees now from the overnight low. It is 36 degrees. Joe Diffie on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 9 minutes after 7. Henry Bray's Comedy Club will be open up here in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries a little bit later on as well. Getting ready for the day, the week. Have to break out the shorts and t-shirts for tomorrow especially, but well, actually today too. Our record high for this day is 66. It goes back to 2006, so that could be in jeopardy today to at least be tied, I would say. Here's Toby Keith.
It's Friday, we're getting tore up. Hit it down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so rain. Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was all right. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true.
Amazing grace. Take her by the hand, make a stand, buy some land, make some love, and them babies come. Raise them up. Raise them up. Yeah. Raise them up, trophy high. Raise them up to the sky. Raise them up, show everybody that newborn smile. Raise them up tall and strong. Raise them up right from wrong. Raise them up so damn high they can hear God singing along. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Keith Urban featuring Eric Church on WRCO. Today is Fill Our Staplers Day. Well, I tried, but the stapler wouldn't open, and I had to try and pry it open, and then I broke the tip off the scissors. So what do you do? That was kind of a tough start to the day for me. It's also Johnny Appleseed Day. It's Eat Your Noodles, and also National Promposal Day. Huh. Okay. It's the start of Ramadan. It's also National Workplace Napping Day, World Plumbing, Worship of Tools Day, and Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Sounds pretty good right there. We're at 36 degrees in Richland Center at 717.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The Richland Concert Association welcomes Peter Naughton, percussion, this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Peter Naughton is a percussionist, composer, and educator. He currently resides in Iowa City, where he regularly gigs with his percussion jazz combo, the Peter Naughton Sextet. He is a versatile performer, specializing in jazz keyboard improvisation, marimba literature, and contemporary chamber music. Peter holds degrees from the University of Iowa and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is currently pursuing pursuing a DMA in percussion performance from the University of Iowa. Peter Naughton, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Hank.
Good morning, Philip.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Slip it in here in the nick of time.
Always.
You made it.
You have me working all the time, Phil.
I do?
Yes.
That's what you call that, huh? Okay. Good job.
Well, I was dancing. I was getting my solid gold dancing thing on.
Oh, okay.
Since I missed it Saturday.
Yeah, that's too bad.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
You look good.
Thank you. Got a little haircut
you
here.
You did. You look awesome.
Yep, thank you. Had to kind of ship-shape my... It was my spring haircut.
Ah. Oh, yeah. You get 4 a year, don't you?
Three, I think.
Is it just three?
I think it's three. Spring, summer, and fall.
Yep. No, you leave it for winter.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Watch some of the girls' state tournament over
the
weekend. Isn't it impressive how well some of those teams play defense?
Crazy.
You know, and that's the thing that sticks out with me now. You know, you always see these trends in basketball. And, of course, the three-point shot, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of them are just dead-eye with those. But the girls' tournament, I was so impressed by the way they play defense.
Yep.
It's full-court press and... Almost every pass
they
is
get
contested.
After you. They get after you.
It is.
What was impressive is we saw Pecatonica beat Wazika.
Right.
Offensively. And their defense was really good. But their offense is really, really good. And they were held to what, 31 points?
31 points by Albany Monticello.
Yeah, just 37-31. That's just...
Yeah.
But you think about that. They only gave up 37 points and still get beat.
Defensive battle. Yeah. So the storyline in that, Albany Monticello is a conference opponent who had lost twice during the year to Argyle Pecatonica. And they met at the state tournament and they got the third
game. It's tough to beat a team three times a year.
Yes, it is. So. Yeah.
Anyway, did you get in trouble over the weekend or anything?
Not too much. I tried to stay out of the way a little bit.
You were talking earlier about the awards on TV last night.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get into that stuff either.
I didn't watch it, but I actually had watched a couple of the movies this year, which is rare.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the movies that you know you and I go to see, like Ernest Goes to the Circus and you know Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and some of those, you know, they don't get nominated for Oscars.
It's sad, isn't it?
It really is. It's overlooked.
Maybe we should have the WRCO Oscars.
Oh, that we could.
Yes, we could. You know,
Oscar Mayer, man.
Yeah.
I saw this too over the weekend. An Auburn University student connected on a long distance shot, draining a length of the basketball court putt Saturday to win a car. Did you see?
Really? That? No, I didn't.
Connor Boyle made the 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one baseline through a sign next to the opposite basket during a promotion in the second half. Boyle raced around the court celebrating what fans were erupting as well. So a long putt wins the car.
Well, you can't beat that.
Pretty amazing. That's a cool video. Check that out. Yeah.
So anyway, today's Chet's Chuckle.
Were you successful in finding some jokes?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A termite, Phil, walked into a bar, set on a stool, and asked, "Is the bartender here?"
Oh, yes. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Not bad, Hank. Not bad. No. Somebody told me this, too. You know, Irish Jig Week this week. Of course, St. Paddy's Day is now this Sunday.
Oh, already? Isn't that crazy?
Hard to believe. And they asked me, if I knew how to do the Irish jig. And I said, yeah. And they said, did you know how that was invented? I said, no. And of course, they said when they were all drinking green beer, there weren't enough bathrooms. That's how the Irish jig began.
Wow. Yeah, just doing the jig.
Just a little nervous in the service there, yes.
If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made from, Philip?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's a good question. Yeah. Makes you ponder.
Not long, but yeah. Thank you very much.
How did the phone propose to his girlfriend?
How did the phone propose to his girlfriend? Yeah. I give up.
Oh, he gave her a ring.
Oh! How did I miss that one?
I don't know.
That was an easy one, man.
How do you get a country girl's attention?
How do you get a country girl's attention?
This is good for all the men out here.
Oh, I don't know.
Attract her.
Oh. That one is, yeah, whatever, Hank, whatever.
Attract her?
I know. I got it.
It's no fun when I have to explain them to you.
You didn't have to explain. Hey, what do you call it when Batman leaves church early?
What's that?
A Christian Bale.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
You. Yeah. Hey,
do they use sterilized needles for death by lethal injection, Philip?
I don't know. Don't want to get an infection. Right. Oh, Hank. Yeah.
They're not any good this week either.
Well,
right?
You know, there's nowhere to go but up, though. You set the bar low.
We've been wanting to do that for a year.
Expectations are low, and we'll see what happens next.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Thanks to our sponsor of our attempts at jokes on Mondays, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Jeff and Angie are probably just shaking their heads.
Well, maybe. Well. Maybe they're taking notes. I don't know. Hey, what do you call reruns of Hee Haw in your home state of Arkansas?
Well, that right there is going for Emmy Awards, buddy.
I was
going
to say, documentaries. Oh, yes.
Well, here's one. What letter has the most water in it, Philip?
C.
It is the C. Yeah, it is the C.
I finally got one right.
You did. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
If people evolved from apes, Phil, why are they still apes?
I don't know.
You know?
Yep.
Every time I look in the mirror in the morning, I was like, ooh.
Beat your chest?
Yep. Whose idea was it to put an S on in the word lips? Lips. Lips.
I don't know.
That, but good question.
I'm not going to think very long about that one.
No, don't. All men should make coffee for the women.
Really?
Yeah, it says it right in the Bible, Philip.
It does.
It does. In Hebrews.
Oh. Oh, Hank. Oh, man.
Well, they're not getting any better.
Well, no, they're not. I'll pull one from the sixth grade comedy
All
club.
Right.
Yeah, this was one of my kickers at the sixth grade comedy club. Hank, what do you get when you cross a cow and a shark?
What's that?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to milk it. Oh, yes.
You definitely wouldn't want to milk it.
No. Well, you want to have a strong stanchion, so that it could turn on a bite.
Yeah. Well, could it breathe in water or not water?
I don't know.
Well,
what's your kicker today?
Well, a door-to-door, the smart salesman.
Okay.
All right, a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman manages to bully his way into a woman's home in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Says, this machine is the best ever. I assure you, ma'am. He says it can clean anything. In fact, I'll give you a demonstration. If this machine doesn't remove all the dirt from your carpets and completely clean them, I'll eat whatever it leaves.
Okay.
A woman smiles and asks, would you like ketchup or mayonnaise on your dirt? We don't have electricity here.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I don't know if I saved myself on that one, but
Hank
that was
Bray.
A pretty good one. Speaking of those documentaries in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hee haw.
Yeah. One more.
Oh.
A man walked into a pet shop and buys a talking parrot.
Yeah.
He takes the parrot home and tries to teach the parrot how to say a few things, but instead the parrot just swears at him.
Oh.
After a few hours of this, the man finally gets fed up and throws the parrot into the freezer.
Oh, yes.
To teach it a lesson.
That's too bad.
Yep. He hears the parrot squawking and kicking for a few minutes, but then all goes quiet. The man's opened the freezer up, and the parrot calmly steps out of the man's outstretched arms and says, I believe I may have offended you with my rude language and actions. I'll endeavor to correct my behavior, and I am so sorry. The man is astounded. He's about to ask the parrot what caused his sudden change in attitude. The parrot continues, "May I ask what the turkey did?"
Yeah. He must have really said some bad words.
He said that turkey.
Oh, yes.
Frozen.
Yeah, he was, man. Oh, yes. Not bad, Hank.
Not bad, is
it? Weak start, strong finish.
Do we have time for another one, or are we good?
Oh, well, you know what? You should finish. You know, you don't want to, like, go too long, and people, you know, expecting that...
They don't expect a lot
okay.
from us.
All right, well, go ahead then.
The psychic dog. A man walks into a bar with a dog. The bartender says, "You can't bring that dog in here." The man replies, "But this is no ordinary dog. This dog can talk." Wow. "Listen, pal," the bartender says, if that dog can talk, I'll give you $100. The owner looks at the dog and says, "Fido, what's the thing on top of the building that keeps the rain?" And the bartender starts to say, the owner interrupts, wait, he's not finished. "Fido, how does sandpaper feel?" "Roof." The bartender roars, "Now get out of here." As they're walking out the door, the dog turns to the owner and asks, "DiMaggio?"
Yeah. See, that's from a cartoon. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Who's the greatest baseball player of all time?
DiMaggio?
Roof.
Woof.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, that's one of the best Looney Tunes lines of all time.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Speaking of Looney Tunes, Phil, I'm going to let you go by yourself back here.
And I love the frog one, too, you know. "Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime guy."
Yeah.
And then I tell you,
boy. You ain't
he gets into the talent office and he goes, "Ribbit."
Ribbit, yes. That's how I got my job here.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
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 Yep. Everything I had today, I learned from those Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah, you know? Can tell that.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. So,
and look where you've made it far.
Yeah, well, 6 miles. Yes. All right,
buddy.
Brother.
Have a great day, and everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Some notes on today, the 11th of March, 1918, what were believed to be the first confirmed U.S. cases of a deadly global flu pandemic were reported among U.S. Army soldiers stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, 1918. Then fast forward to 2020, 4 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. 4 years have passed since that time. Some positive things on this day. Paul McCartney was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. That happened on this very day. Also, the Hansberg drama A Raisin in the Sun premiered on Broadway in 1959. 1970, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In by the Fifth Dimension was named Record of the Year at the Grammys. And TV journalist Sam Donaldson turns 90 today. We'll check out local and area celebrities celebrating today in a moment, courtesy of The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Owen Hildebrand from Richland Center Primary School. Greetings to Gail Stibbe from Shane, Brianna, Blake, Jerry, and Betty. Also, the Little Birthday and Anniversary Club salutes Sue Ann McNamer today and Dawn Satterley, both celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to Cashton Olson from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. The Bloom City Town Crier today salutes Nick Hallett and Rod Harris. The RC Lions today with wishes for Grams Greenwood to Marilyn Schmidt and Zachary Borton. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Matthew Cheer, along with Bertha Swinehart, Angie Tanner as well. And have a great day, Joyce Wedge of Blue River. Happy 91, Joyce, from your neighbors and friends.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
The record to beat is 66. That's our predicted daytime high for later today. We're already up 11 from the overnight low. It is 37 degrees at 7:37.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes 36 head of open heifers, 12 head from the University of Wisconsin, 6 Holstein, and 6 Jersey. The Holsteins are sired by Lawless, Big Top, Trooper, and Zythos. The Jerseys are registered with papers and sired by Hole-in-One and Macomb, all on extensive vaccination programs. 20 head of Holstein heifers weighing 400 pounds, 4-way Goo Holstein heifers a year and a half old and 3 or 4 months old, a 1.5-year-old Holstein bull, plus their usual run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, starting at 11:30.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at WRCO on a Monday morning. We have a new news person coming in, Joanne Krulatz. Okay. All right. Welcome back to Joanne after some time off. We're at 37 degrees in Richland Center at 20 minutes before the hour. We're going to spin one for all of the special couples celebrating today.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. I can't remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. I know how much we had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You've kissed my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Classic Kenny Rogers music on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning from the center. We'll check in with a news update next on a Monday morning.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Sunny to partly cloudy with record warmth possible today, a high of 66. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 43. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with record highs possible again, a high of 69. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and we're back down to 37 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A group attempting to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to turn in petitions with more than 10,000 signatures. They needed around 6,800 valid signatures by today's deadline to force a recall election. Recall organizer Matt Snorick did not address in a release what district boundaries were used when collecting signatures. Newly drawn legislative maps signed by Governor Tony Evers last month don't take effect until the fall elections. The recall group plans to submit its petition to the Wisconsin Elections Commission today. Voss, who has called the recall effort a waste of time and money, will have 10 days after the signatures are submitted to challenge them. The state Senate is poised to fire two UW system regents. The full Senate is on the floor for a final session day on Tuesday. A vote to reject Governor Tony Evers' appointments of Dana Walks and John Miller to the Board of Regents appears likely following a committee vote to do so last week. Walks and Miller both voted twice against a deal struck between UW leadership and Republican legislative leaders. That agreement released state funding for building projects and employee pay raises in exchange for restructuring campus diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. President Joe Biden will be in Milwaukee this week. The White House announced last week that President Biden will be making stops in Milwaukee and Saginaw, Michigan Wednesday and Thursday, but did not provide an itinerary. Biden is touring after his State of the Union address last week, where he promoted workforce investments in places like Wisconsin. The state is once again expected to have a close race in the 2024 presidential election. An unusually warm winter has left the Great Lakes all but devoid of ice and sent scientists scrambling to understand the possible consequences as climate change accelerates. Researchers believe that warmer lakes could lead to bigger algae blooms, more evaporation, and beach erosion and less oxygen for bottom-dwelling organisms that bigger fish consume. But they don't know for sure because the lakes have been studied relatively little during the coldest months. According to the Great Lakes Ice Tracker website, ice coverage on the lakes dropped to just 3% in mid-February, a time when usually 40% of the lakes are covered. That's the lowest figure since at least 1973, when the site's records begin. This year's warmer winter temperatures have allowed some maple syrup producers across the U.S. to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February, earlier than they can ever remember doing it. As climate change leads to warmer temperatures, these unpredictable winters may become more and more common in parts of Wisconsin. But many producers are committed to the traditions that strengthen their bonds with their sugar bushes. making this practice more resilient than others that are threatened by the slow melting of the North American winter. A Marquette University professor says the hour we're springing ahead for daylight saving time is a major pain. Dr. Jennifer Evans says that loss of sleep and shift in body rhythms can be hazardous. Evans says there's a correlation between an increase in car crashes, medical emergencies, and workplace accidents. She says it's like giving everyone in the country jet lag once a year. More than 50 participants from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville and Southwest Wisconsin Technical College recently solidified a path forward for collaboration aimed at empowering students and fostering regional prosperity. Stakeholders from both institutions convened to discuss avenues for enhancing educational pathways, facilitating seamless transfers, and broadening opportunities for students in Southwest Wisconsin and the tri-state area. Key highlights of the collaboration include streamlined transfer pathways, enhanced awareness of four-year opportunities. Both institutions aim to increase awareness among Southwest Tech students regarding the four-year opportunities available at UW-Platteville. Co-advising opportunities, a collaboration advising framework, will be established to provide support and guidance to students navigating their academic journeys. And program pathways will bring special focus placed on developing clear pathways for program in business, criminal justice, agriculture, sustainable and renewable energy systems, healthcare, and others, aligning curriculum and resources to meet evolving industry needs. Southwest Tech and UW-Platteville will join forces in recruiting efforts, leveraging their combined strengths to attract talented individuals to the region's educational landscape, and are committed to partnering on initiatives that benefit not only their respective student bodies, but also the broader Southwest Wisconsin and tri-state communities, fostering economic growth and innovation. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College system will retire later this year. Dr. Morna K. Foy has spent the last 26 years in the system, serving as its president since 2012. Foy's role provided oversight of the state's 16 publicly funded technical college that currently receive more than $625 million in annual state funding. Around 280,000 students attend the system's schools annually. The system's board will conduct a nationwide search to find Foy's successor. Foy has not given a hard deadline for her retirement date, saying it will depend on the timing of the search for the system's next president. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski at the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association Conference presented a $65 million check that will benefit Wisconsin public school libraries and media centers. As a result of smart investment strategies, the Common School Fund has experienced growth, leading to a 25% increase from 2023 and setting a new financial record. Established in 1848 in the Wisconsin Constitution, the Common School Fund is the state's permanent endowment that benefits public education. Wisconsin is the only state in the country that has a fund dedicated to resourcing public school libraries and technology needs. Over 90% of school libraries are solely resourced from the Common School Fund each year, making this funding vital to public education. Secretary Godlewski stated this funding allows school libraries and media specialists to purchase educational materials and computer needs while relieving the burden on property taxpayers. Every single public school library in our state shares the benefit of books and technology. A state Senate committee is recommending the full chamber to fire two University of Wisconsin regents who voted against a deal to limit campus diversity positions. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a transmission line from crossing a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative Incorporated want to build a 102-mile transition line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. A portion of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation filed suit in federal court in Madison Wednesday, alleging that the utilities promised to transfer about 36 acres into the refuge in exchange for 19 acres for the line violates federal laws governing refuge improvement. Wisconsin-built passenger trains are finally in service on another continent. As reported by Urban Milwaukee, two train sets built by the Spanish firm Talgo in Milwaukee more than a decade ago recently began carrying passengers in Nigeria. The African nation purchased the trains in 2022 for use on a new commuter rail line. With an urban population of more than 21 million, it's estimated the trains will carry 750,000 daily passengers on the 23-mile route. The trains were originally constructed for use on an Amtrak service extension from Milwaukee to Madison. Former Governor Scott Walker killed the project upon taking office in 2010. The resulting settlement with Talgo ended up costing state taxpayers $59 million. Joan Baldwin announced that she will run for re-election in the 14th Senate District. Due to the 2023 Wisconsin Act 94, the 14th Senate District shifts southwest to include all of Sauk and Richland counties and parts of Adams, Columbia, Dane, Juneau, and Vernon counties. Baldwin was first elected to the state Senate in 2020 after serving 8 terms in the state assembly. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring in a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said Thursday that the governor and the State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement authorities to launch an investigation at Waupun Correctional Institution in June. Spokesperson Britt Cutterback says that came after multiple sweeps at the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband, such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May 2023 in connection with the probe. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights tonight through Thursday and again next Monday through Thursday. During this time, area residents may see or hear F-35 fighter jets taking off or landing until approximately 9:15. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as a part of their overall readiness. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. And the weight limit in the town of Henrietta has been lifted as of today. Again, the weight limit has been lifted in the township of Henrietta. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will hold its monthly business meeting tomorrow at American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. Before the business meeting, the student, first, second, and third place winners for the Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy will be read, along with certificates and checks presented by the Post and Auxiliary. Students, parents, and teachers who were previously notified are encouraged to be present between 6:30 and 6:45. VFW Post 2267 members are encouraged to be present by 6:30, and the regular monthly business meeting will start immediately after the presentations. For more information, call 608-647-4884.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, March 11th. Alice E. Stoll, 93 of Yuba, died March 3rd at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at St. Aloysius Church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land.